Ryan crept around the overturned counter and began walking in the direction of the noise. Hello? He said. Is someone there? Do you need help? The rustling noises suddenly stopped. Ryan halted his approach, certain that whatever lay on the other side of the aisle had heard him. Slowly, two large oblong-shaped heads rose above the shelves. Their skin was a sickly green color, their noses in the shape of snouts. One of them had teeth similar to that of a normal man, while the other had small tusks that jutted out of his jaw and over his upper lip. The pair had small black eyes with milky white pupils that widened as Ryan approached. Startled, Ryan jumped back as the pair stood up. Their hulking forms nearly 7 feet tall. Their bodies were shaped like humans, but they were thicker, hardier, and covered in layers of muscle. They were creatures born and bred for a harsher life, a life of war.
Hey, look at this one's face, Ogryn. He's acting like he never seen an orc before.
The creature let out a low, guttural laugh. Ogryn, his burly companion, was nearly drooling as he looked upon the much smaller Ryan.
And you said there wouldn't be any grub here, Thrag.
Ogryn spat.
We can just stew this one's bones.
Better than squirrel.
Thrag happily agreed as he began to climb over the shelving. It soon became evident to Ryan that he had made a grave mistake. Quickly, he turned and ran back through the ransacked store, bolting towards the building's entrance.
Help!
He screamed as he burst through the door. He looked in either direction but found nothing but empty highways and uninviting woods. Seeing no other option, Ryan darted toward the trees, praying he'd be able to lose his chasers. Unfortunately for him, they proved to be much quicker.